Blog Talk Radio.
Skype and some other problems. Anyway, this is the 25th of January, and among the birthdays today, I forgot Benedict Arnold. It's really outrageous what he did, and that's the fact that after he fled to avoid being apprehended and tried and convicted and executed or hanged, like Nathan Hale was and Major Andre. Benedict Arnold, after his treachery, went to the British lines and became a British officer and then fled to England, where he was shunned after the American Revolution. Among the other birthdays today, Robert Burns, who wrote the song in the stanza, Auld Lang Syne. The first Native American, and the only one to become Vice President of the United States or end up in the executive branch of the federal government. He was born on an Indian reservation in Kansas, baptized a Roman Catholic, but apparently converted to Methodism. And he was the Vice President in the Herbert Hoover administration from 1928 to 32. He had a beautiful voice, and he opened the 1932 Olympics. W. Somerset Maugham, born on this day, also Virginia Woolf, and she was part of that pro-Nazi club, the Clevedon set, which was supported Hitler and the National Socialist agenda during the 30s. And of course, the Clevedon set were a bunch of English aristocrats and intellectuals. The first American ambassador to the Soviet Union, William Bullitt, born on this day, the guy who was one of the founding fathers of the European Union, a Belgian named Paul-Henri Spaak, a great NBC a newsman, a real journalist. He wrote a book on journalism and language, Edwin Newman. And Corazine Aquino, who was the widow of Benigno Aquino. I was in Australia when this happened, back in 1983-84. Was a so-called a housewife, came from a very wealthy family. The Aquinos are very wealthy, owned breweries in the Philippines, and his questions about how they treated their workers. Anyway, she ran on the strength of her assassinated husband, became president of the Philippines, and of course her administration was no better than Marcos. Among the deaths today, famous Italian author, sculptor, Mugnani, and Gene Dixon, who was reportedly Ronald Reagan's astrologer. Among the events today, we had Henry VIII, who was who married his second wife, Anne Boleyn, and later cost her, that marriage cost her her head. We had the first revolt against Queen Mary, who was the eldest child of Henry VIII, and she succeeded him. She died of breast cancer after 5 years, and she was going to bring back England into the Roman Catholic Church. Peter the Great broke the Russian Orthodoxy's control or undue influence in the Russian politics. And in 1787, there was a Shays Rebellion, which was started by farmers in Pennsylvania who were opposed to the tax on wheat and whiskey. Also on this day, we had the first technical engineering college set up in America, Rensselaer's, very famous polytechnic college. Also, in 1877, there was the infamous Hayes-Tilden election, in which it was inconclusive. So it was the House of Representatives voted to choose who would be the president, and Tilden apparently had the votes. However, the Republicans under Hayes made a deal with the Southerners that if if Hayes was selected by the House of Representatives, then Union troops would be pulled out of the South. And that meant that they were down there to enforce the civil rights of blacks. So what happened was Jim Crow suddenly surfaced. We had the Ku Klux Klan, and you know, blacks were terrorized, disenfranchised. We were in another state of second-class citizenship, if you want to call it that. Also on this day, we had Jack and Myra Sobel. Were apprehended by the FBI for being Russian spies. And then in 1971, Idi Amin had a coup in Uganda, in which he became Big Dada. Now, if you're coming to San Francisco, even if you're not interested in football, but you're coming here to get away from the snow back east, if you use the club on your car, that's not going to protect you. These clubs are easily broken, and it's happened to me. And it doesn't prevent your car from being stolen. What you need to do, if you're going to use the club, also put on an alarm, an electric alarm, which will go off if they're trying to break the club. So you need double protection. Some people have triple protection. I won't get into that. Also, what happened with this pot dispensary owner in, I think it was Palm Springs, he was a victim of an abduction by one of the three escapees from the Los Angeles jail down near this past weekend. Now, what they did to him, they scoped out his establishment, thinking that he brought in a lot of money for people who were buying pot, marijuana. So they abducted him, brought him to the desert, tortured him with bleach, and then cut off his penis and left him there in the desert and took his penis. So he couldn't be reattached by surgeons. He's in the hospital, so we don't have his name. So these pot dispensaries, you may be the victim of robbery, because these robbers think that you're taking in a lot of money. And so just be aware that you could end up like this guy in the desert, minus his penis, or even dead. Because there was a screw-up with Skype, we're going to end early, and we'll be back Wednesday, and hopefully we'll get all this straightened out. So we're in with our usual politics and poker, and we're working on San Francisco's second city. It will be up on YouTube. You know, people are going to be in for a surprise, and also our famous and infamous sites, in which among the things on this website will be on YouTube, will be the Dollar a Month House. Who really gets affordable housing that American taxpayers pay for but can't get themselves. Other scandals, how dead people were getting homeless assistance, and also the operators of these real estate scams were also getting money for alleged damage done by these people who were getting the homeless assistance payments. You know, dead people were damaging the rental properties, if you can believe that. So on with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say? Hey, Benny, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind. I'm playing poker.
King bet.
Cost you $5.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, what's the plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republicans who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jacks.
Which is more important?
Paratrade.
Better.
A little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try, Michael, when you think of it, I'm certain.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
This is Paul Brazola. We'll be back Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll have this Skype problem resolved. And thank you for listening. Stay safe. Stay warm.